At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Josh Pell's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Josh Pell's a broadcaster nationally for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call this weekend for Oronde Gadsden II and the Chargers, who play the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hope he plays.
Yeah, I don't know if OG's going to be playing or not. He's day-to-day. He's got the thigh bruise, but kind of exciting to be on the call for that, for Josh Appel. Where is that? Is that in Jacksonville or is that in L.A.?
It's in Jacksonville. Right. I wish I haven't been to L.A. in a few years for a game at that stadium. I wish I was going, but no, it's up in Jacksonville.
Supposed to be a great stadium, right?
Stadium's the nicest thing I've been in.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Dolphins here. Could you believe? Because what I asked, who we have on yesterday?
Kirk.
Yeah, right. Chris Perkins. And I was like, can you believe?
I listen.
What you witnessed? Can you believe what you saw from the Dolphins against the Bills on Sunday? Did you think? Not that they weren't capable of that in a game, but did you think coming off the Baltimore game, the Greer firing? Did you think that was possible against Buffalo?
I thought beating Buffalo was possible because they have come pretty close to beating the Bills the last couple of years. We just saw it. It was almost the same situation where the Dolphins were coming off of that horrible loss in week one to the Colts. They blew the game at the end to the Patriots. They were Devon Achane foot out of bounds away from winning that game. And they were thinking, all right, well, that's blowout. Demoralizing loss. Now you're going on the road to Buffalo where you never win. This is going to go terribly. And the Dolphins executed a really good game plan and made two crucial mistakes in that game and lost. And that was on the road in primetime. So now you come home in November, obviously hottest month of the year in South Florida. So the Bills are obviously going to be affected by that. I think Greg Rousseau is going to make another OSHA complaint after Sunday's game. Quotes are ridiculous. But the Dolphins honestly did something very similar in Sunday's game that they did in Buffalo. They had a good game plan, but the difference, aside from the timeout and the false start before the game even started, they didn't make any mistakes that came at crucial times and at crucial situations. The two picks that Tua threw, third down, I know we can debate about the validity of an arm punt, but they were arm punts, and one of them, there was a penalty on the return, so they started inside the 15. The other one was early enough in the game. They played really well. I was surprised that they were able to hold James Cook in check the way they were able to. And the same with Josh Allen just kind of looks off. The Bills are going through something right now where there's a disconnect between the skill guys and Josh Allen, and it feels like Josh is trying to overcompensate for it more than he normally does. And the Dolphins were able to create some turnovers, force some mistakes. And yeah, I'm shocked that they won the game by three scores. I'm not shocked that they necessarily won, but the manner in which it happened, Yeah, that's pretty shocking.
And Josh, what's your take on this arm punt thing? It's Vince Lombardi, Jimmy Johnson, you can name all, Andy Reid, nobody arm punts. I think it's dumb. I really do believe it's dumb. There's less tacklers on the field. If a good returner gets the ball, he can run it back. I don't get the arm punt where, oh, okay, well, it was going to be down there anyway. Let him have a chance to catch it. I don't agree with that.
If it's third and like 15 or third and 22 because you've gotten a penalty or two on the drive and you heave something up deep and it gets picked off, I'm okay with an arm punt in that spot. On third and 10, get 12 yards. You have a million plays that you can attack the middle of the field and get a first down. And if you don't get it, okay, then you punt. But give yourself a chance instead of just chucking it up in the double coverage.
Or so maybe once in a blue moon, like not as part of your game plan. Anytime there's going to be third and 10.
Let it fly.
Just let it fly. Because I like a 50-50 ball. I like when you throw deep and you could get a PI. Like there's things that can happen on the positive. But that does seem a little weird. Every time third and 10, you're just going to arm punt it. Seems, I don't know, a little bit suspect.
It was bizarre, like, yeah.
Yeah, run a draw. And I'm not a fan of running a draw. But maybe lull them into the sense of complacency with the arm punt a couple times, then run a draw.
I would much rather see the swing pass with no blockers on the edge to Devon Achane.
The reverse pass? The pass behind the line of scrimmage?
Yep.
Yeah. Josh Appel is with us. Does Sunday's game lead you to any broad conclusions about anything? Or do you just say, hey, the team's not as bad as they've looked most of the season. It's some weird season that's been like a perfect storm of cataclysmic events. Or do you take it even further and go, you know what? They're better than people think. What do you make any broad conclusions from Sunday?
No, because we saw them put together a great performance against Atlanta and then follow it up with an absolute dud. You've got to see this over the next three games. I think it was Crowder yesterday who said, well, you know, you've got the Commanders, the Saints, and the Jets all coming up next. And that should, you look at that and you go, that's three more wins, get to 6-7. Well, the Dolphins also lost to Cleveland this year. Like, you can't, the way the Dolphins have played this year and they've looked fantastic at times and looked like the worst team in the league at times, it's hard to know what you're going to get on a weekly basis, especially from the quarterback position. So I think to say that those are a shoe-in three wins coming up or to make any grand conclusions, you can't really do until you see them replicate this performance a little more consistently. I'm not saying they got to blow everybody out by three scores every week and win, but, you know, string together multiple wins in a row and the schedule's setting up for it that way. But I mean, I don't know that you can trust them.
Is it anything or is it just, hey, enjoy a fun win over Buffalo where everything went right for Miami, everything went wrong for Buffalo. Just enjoy it, Dolphins fans. Don't worry what it means.
Well, yeah, I mean, definitely enjoy it. It's a good win, a team that the Dolphins never beat. But I also don't think that you can really extrapolate much from it big picture because I still think they have the same general issues that they've always had all season long and all off season long. Although maybe Juju Brents, is that a player?
Wow, Chris Greer signing.
But Josh, to that point where I don't know what Chris Greer could have done. Maybe he was holding Juju or hiding Juju Brents on the practice squad. I don't know what he did to make them be able to look different against the Bills, but is it good for them? Let's say they do have three. I don't want to say cupcakes because the Dolphins, they would be considered right. A cupcake too. It's a cupcake bowl going on for the next 3 weeks. But for them to beat those three teams, let's say, now we're sitting at 6-7. Then they go ahead and, you know, 2-8, 9, something like that. Is that good for them with this terrible start for them to end strong? Now you're going to have people jumping back. Solana's already getting back on the McBandwagon, whatever he calls it. I just think we'll be right back in the place we have been for years and years and years with these coaches. Do we like him? Do we not like him?
I think that it depends on your perspective, whether or not that's good. If you're Mike McDaniel, that's great because that means you've kept the buy-in of the team and you're likely keeping your job going into next season. If you are a general fan of this franchise and you want this era to be over, then going on a winning streak here and being in the hunt graphic for the final few weeks, maybe not so great. But at the same time, like, I'm intrigued by like Fernando Mendoza. I'm intrigued by Dante Moore. I think Ty Simpson has done a lot of things to get into this conversation for the top quarterback in the draft. I don't know that this is the year to be the worst team in the league to need a quarterback. Those guys might be good, but by all accounts, this is a quote-unquote weaker quarterback class. For the long-term health of the franchise, probably better off if they, you know, don't win a lot towards the end. But you never want to poo-poo winning. Winning is always
fun. It was fun. Sunday was fun. Yeah. It was fun. Yeah. So, I mean, we understand the benefits of a higher draft pick, and you also understand the fun that comes with winning. Like, I'm not going to hate on winning.
I just don't want to go back in with another – I don't go into 2026 and we come out again at 1-3 and we're all sitting here. We saw this last year.
Right.
But they won 5 at the end. I don't want to be in that
situation.
There's
a very good chance that happens.
but you know, it's funny because this would be the third time in Tua's career that it happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did it with Flores, did it with McDaniel, and now they're
I feel like he's just about to get over the hump. I think next season is actually that season.
If he can just stay healthy.
I'd bring Greer back, but that's me. I saw enough from Juju Brents that made me think this guy can identify talent.
Hey, and how about Riley Patterson? You know, he misses the extra point, maybe one of the worst extra points I've ever seen attempted in an NFL game, but he bounced right back with that 48-yarder later in the game. I mean, even Riley Patterson.
Got to give him some respect.
Chris Greer.
Can't kick over 50 yards, they can't even try, but you got to give them some respect, I guess. What do you expect Sunday in Spain? Because they seemed revitalized, and Washington is banged up beyond belief, but the Dolphins don't have a great track record when it comes to these international games either.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, so I just had the Commanders over the weekend against the Lions. Not only is Marshon Lattimore done for the season with a torn ACL, he didn't play, but their other rookie corner, who's drafted in the second round, he has a fractured tibia, I believe. It's either a tibia or a fibula. So I doubt he's going to play on Sunday. So they've got Jonathan Jones, who also had his groin act up in the middle of that game. I can't remember if he came back or not, but he left for a moment, then walked back to the sideline, but it was such a blowout. I don't know that they put him back in. Then you've got Noah Igbinoghene and another guy off their practice squad playing a corner. If the Dolphins offense can't have success against a team like that, who's also going to be without Daron Payne,
maybe
because
Dolphins
he punched Amon-Ra St. Brown.
Dolphins team total over, maybe?
And he got suspended. This is a Washington team that has lost three consecutive games by 20 or more points. They are getting blown out every single week. There's no Terry McLaurin. There's no Austin Eckler. There's no Jaden Daniels. Bill Kroski Merritt and Chris Rodriguez are the two running backs there. Like, it is as depleted of a roster right now, especially on defense, that you'll find in the NFL. And if the Dolphins can't take advantage of that, well, we'll be having a similar conversation to a lot of the other segments we've done this year.
Dolphins team total is 25 and a half.
I would take it.
Josh's point. Hell, they're playing with kids off the street.
Did you see what Jahmyr Gibbs did to their defense last week?
Did you see what
the Dolphins are going to try and use Achane that way?
Did you see what? Because I'm worried about Noah Igbinoghene, because did you see what Jalen Phillips did last night to the Green Bay Packers?
I'm not supposed to be mad at that, right?
Nah, but man, it's so perfect. Like, you can't be mad at it, but it is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Appel, the McRib is back. This is a soft. It's a soft rollout of the McRib. Sometimes it comes back with a lot of fanfare. This time it's just kind of appearing at select McDonald's locations. You had your first McRib with me, right? Mm-hmm. Last year when it came out.
Yes.
And you have not changed your mind on this? Because you only had like one or two bites, right?
Yeah, I could not stomach anymore. I went and ordered two McChickens after that because I couldn't stand the taste of the McRib.
What was it that you didn't like? Because I'm trying to. Why are you laughing?
The sandwich. Obviously, he didn't like the damn sandwich.
Let me think about it. Everything.
Well, you don't like barbecue sauce?
I will use barbecue sauce. Like a pulled pork sandwich, a barbecue chicken sandwich.
Sure.
Like, I know what that meat looks like before they put it on one of those press machines to heat it up. I can't imagine.
It looks like any flank steak.
What flank steak do you eat?
It looks like a flank steak.
That patty looks like a flank steak?
Yeah, like a nice thin little flank steak.
You could build another McDonald's with the frozen McRibs because they look like bricks.
What are you talking about, man? That's how the burgers look too when they're frozen. That's crazy, dog. That roll is so tasty. Yeah. So you're not in for a McRib outing?
I'll join you, but I won't eat a McRib.
Well, no, if we do a McRib outing, this is what happened with the Hochman burger at Tucker Duke's. You're like,
I ate the Hochman burger.
You're like, I'm going to show up, but I'm going to get it plain, which is what Jimmy did, by the way. Well,
I can hear everything on it.
We know what you did, though. You took all the chili, and somehow it ended up on the plate, and you said that you ate it all, but there was a big mound of chili and cheese and sour cream on your plate.
The only thing on that burger I didn't get was the sour cream. That thing was packed with chili. The idea that you don't think chili would fall out of that burger after every bite is insane.
Well, we all had them, though. I saw how it fell on everybody else's plate. You ended up with more chili than what started on the burger. I don't know how that happened.
He was mushing it.
But I can't invite him to my McRib night if he's not going to have one, right? Like, it just doesn't seem right.
I don't know, Hawk. I might lean more Aperol Spritz myself.
How about an Aperol Spritz and a McRib?
That sounds like the single worst combination in the history of meals.
I don't even know
if you had to pick one, Noah, are you going Aperol?
I don't even know you people.
I'd probably go Aperol, but I would say this, Hawk. The incentive for me to get an invite to the McRib outing is whether it's you, whether it's Dr. Chuck. After my one bite, you basically get another full McRib to enjoy.
Oh, that is a good point. He handed me his McRib. He's like, I'm not going to eat this. And you know, who would I would never let a McRib go to waste.
I'm not eating after a pill.
That's actually a good point. That's actually a good point. I get an extra McRib if I invite a pal. But I think I end up paying for everything. So I think I'm actually buying a McRib with a bite in it. I think it's a terrible transaction for me.
You're not above that.
And Pell, Hawk hasn't figured it out.
I'm not above anything.
He pays for everything anytime we go anywhere.
It's crazy. We got to stop having events.
I snuck out on you the other night.
Oh, I know. That was not sneaky.
Wait, Crowder, you don't even do the thing where you take out the wallet and you like pat it and then you make Hawk give you the little brush off it. No, I got it. You got to do the act.
Listen, first four or five times I did it, and then now it's just like, big man over there got it. Yeah, blue shirt.
Josh is always like, yeah, I got you. And he hands me four singles. I got you.
I'll handle the tip. Here's $2.
All right.
I do tip the people, though. I'll shoot them a little 20.
Josh Appel, he will be on the call for Sports USA Sunday in Jacksonville. Hopefully, Aronde Gadsden II will be playing. Thank you, Josh.
Appreciate you guys.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.